Jeff Morrell will be replacing Zania Mucha as the chief communications officer of the Walt Disney Company. I don't know if he's been given the file on us yet, but let me be the first at WWNT to offer a warm welcome to Mr. Morrell. We look forward to being a pain in your ass. It's going to be, you'll get to know us real well real soon. This is the Jollywood Tower Hotel where you'll be Santa Claus going up and down chimneys. We're just going to
I can watch this all day.
Keep going. I don't know how long Tyler recorded this for, but we're going to find out.
And then we have Lanny and Noel, whatever his
Wayne.
Name is. Wayne. Whatever his name is. I don't know.
Lanny and Noel.
I don't know.
What is
the name of
Wayne? Prep and Landing?
You only saw it just before the show tonight. You sit on the couch.
It's been a year. It's, come on. Give me the. All right. Yeah.
Lanny and Noel.
So you got a five sitting there. We could replace it, or you could play that five. What would you like to do?
I'm going to replace it.
All right, let's replace that five with the top card.
Five.
It is a five. All right.
Who shuffled this?
Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser sailings open up in March. Trash Jet Disney replied, people learned you can't F robots and cancel their reservations.
Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now, the news for December 13th, 2021. Bob Chapek wants the world to see him as more than a bean counter as he approaches the start of his second full year as Disney CEO. Quote, he's had a rough year and a half, said producer Alan Horn to Christopher Grimes and Anna Nicola of the Financial Times. That rough year and a half began with the mass layoffs of around 28,000 cast members during the start of the pandemic and executive wage cuts, which were restored while most cast members continue to be in furlough, by the way. And continued with a lawsuit from one of Disney's biggest stars, Scarlett Johansson, the replacement of free FastPass with a new paid service, and a petition calling for his removal from the company with over 80,000 signatures. Quote, I've seen creativity in this company through every lens possible, Chapek said in the interview with Grimes. It ties us to our ultimate constituent, which is the consumer. Chapek chafes at the appraisal that he is an outsider, a number cruncher, a cost cutter, in comparison with his predecessors Bob Iger and Michael Eisner, who are viewed as creative people at heart. Compared to Iger, who rose to success at Disney through the film industry, Chapek was seen as an unknown in the industry. His rise to CEO, quote, worries some actors, directors, and agents in Hollywood. His focus on streaming services doesn't alleviate those worries, and Disney fans may remember Chapek as the champion of the Disney Vault, a fictitious safe, which housed classic Disney films away from the public. Movies were released for a limited time only before going back in the vault, creating that false scarcity. Now Chapek has moved on from the vault, became the champion of Disney Plus. And Chapek's protest against his bean counter reputation comes after the latest quarterly earnings call in which he made public his desire to have Disney enter the sports betting business. Chapek has been restructuring the company and its priorities, and in addition to former BP executive Jeff Morrell as the chief communications officer and former Procter & Gamble executive Susan Arnold as chairman of the board, Financial Times reports that Chapek made major changes to the production and distribution teams, which were highly critiqued by former executives. One former executive claims Disney under Chapek, quote, became a club where the old members reasserted themselves. The only qualification they had was they had to have been around for 30 years at Disney and nowhere else. Iger reportedly expressed concern to other executives, quote, he said the company was changing and he was concerned by the lack of innovation, the lack of strategy, said one senior executive. With Iger departing at the end of the year, Chapek will be on his own for the first time since he took the job last spring. So this is interesting now. I think after a year, Bob Chapek has been beat up enough publicly, certainly by WDWNT, but what started as kind of just us doing it back in 2017 when the writing started to be on the wall with the parks and resorts, now the whole world is doing it. There's never really a very positive piece about the job he's doing, whether it's in regards to Disney Plus, which, you know, the subscribership is not growing at the rate it was supposed to, whether it's the relationship he's had with people in the entertainment industry, or just the way guests have been treated since the reopening of the parks, whether it's starting to charge for Fast Pass, scarce discounts, all these little things like that. I don't know what do you expect people to call you other than a bean counter when every division you've worked in has seen tremendous budget cuts and restructuring to be leaner and meaner in most ways. I don't know what reputation you think you're going to have, but until you like reverse the process on people, they're not going to change their opinion of you. Like, no one's opinion is going to change unless Genie Plus goes away, unless, you know, things that were cut away like Magical Express or Free Magic Bands or any of those things come back, until you have a better relationship with Hollywood elite. You're never going to change that reputation. So I don't know what this piece is attempting to do. I don't think he understands. Like, either you can make a lot more money or you can be respected. Like, he's going to have to make a decision eventually. But the difference is also, if we look back to when Bob Iger took the job, same with Michael Eisner. When they came in, a lot of positive change was made. Iger came in and a lot of things that were in really bad shape were immediately fixed. Number one, they're like, we're not going to make DVD sequels to movies anymore because they're bad and people see them as just a money grab. Number two, we're going to go in and fix the parks that we didn't spend enough money on and people don't like them. Number three, we're going to buy Pixar. Like, those were all things that were things that needed to be fixed. The second Iger came in, and the second Chapek came in, instead of fixing things, he made things inevitably worse. And so, of course, you're going to have a different reputation from Eisner and Iger, who, again, changed the culture of the company in some ways for the better immediately once they came in, based on public perception, at least. So that's where we are. Orange County, Florida has been declared a COVID-19 hotspot in the latest White House report. According to the Orlando Sentinel, communities are labeled hotspots if they have, quote, reached a threshold of disease activity considered as being of high burden. Orange is the only county in the Orlando metropolitan area that has this designation, one of two in Central Florida that has one of the four in the state. 13,530 new coronavirus cases were reported by the Florida Department of Health across the state this week. Orange County's positivity rate risen to 2.6%, still below the 5% threshold previously set by the CDC to determine mask mandates and reopenings. Both Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando Resort are in Orange County. All aboard! A new golden crossbody bag themed to the Walt Disney World Railroad is now available on Shop Disney. It matches the Disneyland Resort bag, which we showed you a couple weeks ago. It's also in the parks, at least out at Disneyland. And there's also a matching dress as well. It's also only on Shop Disney, too. It's unclear when it's actually going to get to Disney World, but hopefully soon. But if not, I mean, wherever you are right now, you could buy them. The bag is $44.99. The dress retails for $128. Bulova has released another new watch at Walt Disney World, celebrating the 50th anniversary. The watch band is gold, as are the elements on the watch face. The face features the Cinderella Castle 50th logo. Diamond stands in for most of the numbers on the face, and the face is also rimmed with small diamonds. The watch is $1,200. It's available at Uptown Jewelers at the Magic Kingdom. Since the world's most magical celebration began, Walt Disney World has been hit with waves of new merchandise for the anniversary, but the latest offering is a heavy hitter. The Maid kiosk at the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company of the Magic Kingdom now offers six new designs of commemorative bricks for the Big 5-0. And like the other designs, these are inspired by the former Walk Around the World bricks used to be outside of the Magic Kingdom. Each design is available with or without customizable text. For a timeless look, one brick features the 50th logo, in an iridescent gold with the classic Walt Disney World word mark. Another features the icons of each of the resort's four theme parks in iridescent color scheme used during the celebration. And each design is available in two sizes, $29.99 for the 6-inch brick, $49.99 for the 8-inch brick. I personally really like these individual park ones. I think it's cool that some of them have the original park characters like Orange Bird and Waldo, the Spirit of 3D, is on one of them. They're really cool. They're great. I got a set. Le Vins de Chefs de France has reopened in the France Pavilion at Epcot with a completely new kiosk. The new kiosk resembles the old. It's still shades of green with a dome on top. Signs are now built into the sides of it, and guests can visit the kiosk for a glass of wine, champagne, or other specialty beverages. The front of the kiosk has an awning and a counter. This gorgeous Thomas Kinkade painting honoring Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary is now available as a print. You can purchase it at the Art of Disney in Epcot. The art features Cinderella Castle dressed up for the anniversary with fireworks going off, and guests on Main Street are watching the fireworks in awe. This design is also available as a on a canvas at Village Gifts in Magic Kingdom for $39.95. Last month, we reported how bees had swarmed the Joffrey's kiosk in the Canada Pavilion so badly it was forced to close. This is the thing that's happened many times over the last few years. But now there are signs displayed in the kiosk in the America and Canada Pavilions telling guests that syrups and sauces are temporarily unavailable to reduce the attraction of bees to this location. Although we didn't see signs in every Joffrey's kiosk, for example, there were no signs at the kiosk as you exit World Showcase. But again, now certain syrups not available just because they got to get rid of the bees. This summer, it became clear that the wall decals in the queue of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disney's Hollywood Studios were not holding up to guests. Eventually, the decals were completely removed and the walls were painted plain white. The murals have now been restored with new decals. The murals continue the Chinese theater theming of the building. All the gold sections have a sparkle to them. Hopefully this version of the mural won't get destroyed like the last, but if it's a decal, it will, because for some reason Disney doesn't understand that decals are not the way to go if people can touch a surface. They never work. The Cinderella Castle Spirit Jersey, part of the 50th anniversary castle collection, has finally arrived. We found it at Disney Springs. The front of the Spirit Jersey is white with gold glitter, and the classic Walt Disney World established 1971 logo is in gold. The back of the jersey features Cinderella Castle all dressed up for the anniversary, and Walt Disney World is across the shoulders in gold. The jersey costs $84.99. A cute holiday dessert has returned to the Arista Crepes at Disney Springs for a limited time, the Santa Hat Crepe. Although it's available through December 30th, it's a sweet crepe filled with eggnog custard topped with chocolate sauce and whipped cream. It costs $6.99, the review on our site. Also in reviews on our site, we had some new stuff from the ganachery at Disney Springs, such as the new Santa Mickey Pinata. Comes in a nice display box with a red bow. It's designed as a Mickey head with two chocolate Mickey ears on top. And it's designed with Santa's coat in mind with a belt wrapped around and two golden buttons. Of course, a Santa hat on the top. The pinata comes with a complimentary wood hammer for breaking. It's a dark chocolate sphere with marshmallow treats inside. And the Santa hat and belt are milk chocolate painted red and gold. It costs $28. We also tried the gingerbread ganache square. It's milk chocolate and gingerbread filling. Perfect match. Treat costs $3 each. Again, these reviews at WDWNT.com. Last month, we found new Chewbacca ears over at Disneyland Resort. Now they're here at Walt Disney World. They're at the World of Disney and Disney Springs specifically. They have a furry style complete with Chewbacca's bandolier adorning both ears. The bandoliers both have small pieces of foam strapped on by faux leather and buttoned down at each cross. There's no design on the reverse side. The ears are entirely covered in fur, though. They cost $29.99. One of the most unique features of the boathouse at Disney Springs is currently being offered for sale on Facebook. The restaurant's Venetian water taxi has been listed on the social media network's marketplace section. Previously, the boat was used for private meals on the water. The current asking price is a steep $25,000, but that is way less than the original $100,000 asking price. The listing price for this 1984 water taxi boasts that the ship measures 38 feet long, weighs 8,000 pounds, features two Volvo Penta 3.5-liter engines. A trailer for the boat is also included, but before you start checking your bank account, it should be noted there are several repairs that will need to be made before it is seaworthy again. This is probably why they're getting rid of it. The Samawati Springs Pool at Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas, Kidani Village, will close for refurbishment from January through April of 2022. Guests may instead enjoy the Uzima Springs Pool at Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House. Guests may see and hear construction noise while the refurbishment is underway, but should not hear noise from guest rooms from dusk until 9 a.m. The Maji Pool Bar and Survival of the Fittest Health Club will remain open. A new holiday drink is available at the Barefoot Pool Bar at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. That's located next to the lava pool behind the Great Ceremonial House. There weren't signs for the new drink, but it's called the Gingerbread Cookie. It's vodka, Godiva chocolate liqueur, gingerbread syrup, and vanilla ice cream. It's $14. The review, WWNT.com. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Disney's contemporary resort in style with the new Loungefly bag, which features a monorail-shaped handle. How cute is this? We found that in BVG, the bag is glittery white with retro mid-century accents. And of course, the star of the bag is the shiny silver monorail handle. It also has a removable blue crossbody strap. And the bag has bright blue piping and red accents Mickey and Minnie are featured on the front, and the Disney's Contemporary Resort 50th logo is on the back in gray. The blue lining is patterned with Mickey, the Contemporary 50th logo, monorail red, and mid-century Starburst, and the bag retails for $75. As you may recall, the launch day of Disney Genie, Genie Plus, and Lightning Lane at the Disneyland Resort was a bit of a mess. Well, things have been going better since then, and it did operate over the weekend quite well. And part of that was the changing of the individual prices for those individual Lightning Lane offerings. On the first day of operations, Lightning Lane access to Web Slingers, A Spider-Man Adventure, and Radiator Springs Racers were priced at $7 each. Beginning on Friday, they were priced at $12 each for the weekend. Rise of the Resistance stayed at $20 and is probably never moving from that price unless it goes up at some point. The price range Disneyland gave us for individual Lightning Lane was that it would be between $7 and $20 each, depending on the attraction and the day. Again, Rise of the Resistance should remain at that $20 for the foreseeable future. As you well know by now, It's a Small World holiday at the Disneyland Resort is back finally, and if you want to watch the attraction in full, it's right here on our YouTube channel. It is one of my favorite attractions every year. It's really great, and we're happy that it did make it in time for the holiday season. So enjoy all the wonder and splendor if you can't make it out there this year, right here on the channel. There's no better way to start your morning than with a fresh, hot Mickey waffle, and now you can carry that fluffy, sweet feeling throughout the day with the new Loungefly backpack. The white and tan backpack features a Mickey waffle pattern, complete with a pat of butter, with a giant waffle popping out of the front. The butter adds an additional layer of dimension to the bag. The interior of the main compartment has the same waffle lining as the front pocket, and the backpack retails for $85. We found it at the Emporium in Disneyland. During an excursion to the downtown Disney District, we found the new Maul's Shadow Collective Legacy lightsaber at Star Wars Trading Post. His lightsaber is featured in Season 7 of The Clone Wars. The lightsaber can be purchased alone and be one-sided with a blade, or a double-sided if you wish. It could also be combined with the original Darth Maul hilt, and that's what allows it to have the double side. Star Wars Trading Post will have 26 and 36-inch blades available for purchase as always. Only 1,000 of these will be available to purchase with a limit of 5 per guest. It's not really a low limit. No discounts apply. It's a tad hard to see, but again, there's a red glow of the kyber crystal inside. The newest arrival at the dress shop in downtown Disney District is themed to the iconic Princess Leia. This gorgeous dress is white and comes with a hood to replicate her iconic white outfit we first saw in A New Hope. The dress that we photographed is a size small. It's also stitching of Princess Leia's autograph towards the bottom of the dress. It costs $148. Looks like Santa has taken a break from making toys for the holidays because you can now meet him in the lobby of the Disneyland Hotel. Santa meets frequently between 11 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., and he has an interesting setup, a mid-century modern living room. It's very cute. We also ventured around the hotel to check out the new holiday decor, and when you walk into the hotel, you'll see this mural of the Disneyland Hotel wishing you a happy holiday. There are multiple colorful Christmas trees hanging from the ceiling outside, and there's also a Happy Holidays from the Disneyland Hotel sign hanging up at the pool. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Don't forget, if you're looking for the perfect item to get for someone this holiday season, check out carouselofproducts.com. A lot of great stuff for Disney Parks fans anywhere in the world. Also, a reminder, this week is our last episode of WDW News Tonight for the year, and it is, once again, our good friend Tony from Tony's Town Square Restaurant will be hosting, just go with it, a very special episode this Thursday at 9 p.m. It's going to be a fun one. Make sure you tune in for that. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Looking for the latest in Disney news on the go? Then download WDWNT, the app. From news to videos to park hours and more, WDWNT, the app is your one-stop shop for the latest from the Disney world. Available on iPhone and Android, just search for WDWNT in your device's app store.